Yeah, for sure. We haven't had, it's been a lot of times your greatest strength can be your greatest weakness. And I think our depth is our greatest strength. At times it's it's the most difficult thing because you're trying to figure out who to play when you have, 12, 13 guys that you feel pretty confident in that could go in and affect winning. Some of it has been injury based, a lot less of that. Really Cooper's been the significant, injury we had, and he missed three, four games there. But for the most part, it's been trying to either, match up to certain teams and figure out, well, this works best for us. And then it's really me trying to get a handle on what should our rotation be. I don't think you can effectively play, 10, 11 guys a game. I think I've always tried to, if I'm not going to play a guy 12 to 15 minutes, not play him. Because I don't think you can, in 5 or 6 minute increments in a game, do enough to where you're, impacting it. And so it's for me to really try to scale down a rotation, figure out who's, but on the flip side, guys have to earn it, and I tell guys all the time, you earn your opportunities in practice, and then you really earn your trust how you produce in the games and the lights are on, because ultimately it has to translate from practice to games. But we try to reward guys who practice well, play the guys who are practicing the best, and then when it comes on, the lights are on, guys got to produce. So I've been searching a little bit with that in terms of getting our rotation down to the where it needs to be. And certainly I think we've made some progress here post-Christmas, and hopefully we'll get an 8-9 man rotation that's pretty solidified. That makes it easier for everybody, including me, in terms of subbing guys.